Well, the Rangers opened the Eastern Conference Finals with a shutout win on the ice last night in New York.
Delzato gave it on to Girardi, back on to Anisimov, and on it goes, oh, score! Kreider, 2-0!
Chris Kreider ripped that snapshot past Martin Brodeur, one of three third-period goals scored by the Rangers, as they shut out the Devils 3-0, sound courtesy of NBC. Henrik Lundqvist made 21 saves for the Rangers, who will host the Devils in Game 2 tomorrow night. To the NBA last night in Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook netted 27 points, Kevin Durant added 25, as the Thunder blew out the Lakers, taking Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals by 29 points, 119-90. To the Eastern Conference semis, last night in Boston, Drew Holiday scored 18 points, Evan Turner provided 4 huge points in the final minute, as the 76ers rallied to tie the series at a game apiece, beating the Celtics 82-81. Game 3 is tomorrow night in Philly. In other NBA news, Miami's Chris Bosh is expected to miss several games after straining a lower abdominal muscle in the Heat's Game 1 win over Indiana. To baseball, Mark Teixeira's tie-breaking 2-run shot powered the Yankees to an 8-5 win over the Orioles. Tampa Bay trounced Toronto 7-1. Kansas City got by Texas 3-1. Cleveland edged Minnesota 5-4. The White Sox beat Detroit 7-5. Oakland shut out the Angels 5-0. And John Lester fired an 8-hitter as the Red Sox dumped Seattle 6-1. Over to the NL, Bryce Harper belted his first career homer as the Nationals bounced San Diego 8-5. Cincinnati got by Atlanta 3-1, San Francisco beat Colorado 3-2, the Dodgers dropped Arizona 3-1, Pittsburgh down Miami 3-2, Philadelphia cruised past Houston 5-1, the Cubs outlasted St. Louis 6-4, and Miguel Batista tossed 7 scoreless as the Mets beat Milwaukee 3-1. In other baseball news, the Dodgers' Matt Kemp and the Rays' Desmond Jennings are both headed to the 15-day DL. Kemp has a pulled hamstring, Jennings a sprained knee. At the Roger Clemens perjury retrial, the government's star witness, Brian McNamee, took the stand yesterday and recalled the time he allegedly gave the 7-time Cy Young Award winner a booty shot of steroids. McNamee told the jury that he injected Clemens with steroids about 8 to 10 times when they were with the Blue Jays in 1998. Clemens is charged with lying to Congress when he testified in 2008 that he had never used steroids or human growth hormone. And in NFL news, Governor Mark Dayton has signed off on a hard-fought agreement to build the Minnesota Vikings a $975 million stadium at the downtown Minneapolis site of the team's current home, the Metrodome. The Vikings hope to move into their new home by 2016. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.